The Angels are in Minnesota Monday. Rod Carew being honored and throwing out the first pitch. We start in the second inning with Joe Mauer at the plate for Minnesota.
So Buxton moves up to second. Next one on Mauer. There's a drive. It's well hit into center field, and it is gone. Two-run homer, 3-0 Minnesota. Pitch. That ball's drilled into right center field. It's out by the wall. It bangs off the base of the wall. Sano's going into third. They're going to wave him home. Throw to the plate's way offline, and he will score all the way from first base. A double for Kepler, and it's now 4-0 in favor of Minnesota. Native of Germany, Max Kepler. Pitch. That's drilled down the right field side. It's out by the wall, and that ball is gone. Kepler with the home run, his 10th of the year. Second homer the Twins have had tonight. Now their lead is 5-2. Next delivery, and that's chased and missed, and down on strikes goes Escobar. Has to pick up. The pitch, that one is lined into left center, and that is going to be a gapper. It's going to score one, it's going to score two, and now the lead is 7-2 on that double by Sano. Here's the pitch. That's a shot right to the center fielder, and Buxton will make the catch on it, and that's how the inning will end. Angels get the leadoff homer by Valbuena on the first pitch of the inning. That was the only hit in the inning. Nobody left on. Seventh inning stretch time. We go to the bottom of the seventh, and right now 7-3 Minnesota.
The Angels fell behind early, and they dropped the series opener in Minnesota 9-5 to the Twins. After the game, here's manager Mike Socha.
You know, much of the same, Alex. Obviously his stuff is live, as we talk about. Worked really hard to get through five, and I think as the game went on, he looked like he got a little bit tired. Just wasn't able to command counts the way he needed to, and those guys had a lot of base runners for five innings. I think 10 base runners in five innings, so you know they were pressuring him the whole game. You know, this is his first go round. So hopefully, as he starts to get refined and starts to harness what he can do, which, like we said, it's tough to see the forest through the trees sometimes. But if you look where he was last year, this time to now, or even in spring training, there's a huge jump. So you're hoping that he's going to start to continue to take those steps forward.
The Angels are back on the field on Tuesday with J.C. Ramirez making the start against Kyle Gibson of the Twins.